This call is being recorded.
Good evening, everyone. Once again, welcome to Team Eagle's Momentum Monday call. Of course, last week we all plugged into a different call, so it's been a couple of weeks now since we were last all together and chatting. If you are new to Team Eagles, then let me just say we are Mick and Jenny Daly, National Marketing Directors in your support line. We are originally from England. That's no surprise with this accent of mine. But we have lived in this wonderful country now for nearly 30 years. We were in Dallas, Texas for 11 years. That's where we started our Juice Burst business. Many of you on the call tonight are also in Texas. We then sold our house. We traveled all over the country as full-time RVers for 4 years before settling down here in the beautiful mountains of Colorado, very close to our two married sons and our seven grandchildren. I tell you, that four-month-old baby is so cute. We have been with the Juice Press Company now for more than 21 years. Oh, my gosh, hard to believe. We did work very hard in the early days, and I tell you, we're reaping the benefits these days, and our goal is to help you all achieve what we have achieved over the years. And I tell you, life is great. Now, as always, I kick off this call by welcoming new folks to Team Eagles. So, without further ado, a warm welcome to Carla Howard in Arkansas and Donnie Robinson in Texas, both sponsored by Angela Donaldson. Welcome to Debbie King and Beverly Vick, both in Texas, sponsored by Garth Taylor. Darlene Woodcock in Arizona, sponsored by Denise Feigham. Brittany Klobodanz in Colorado, sponsored by Laura Scalver. Britt, now is it Duke or Duque? If you're on the call, Britt, please correct me if I'm wrong. Britt is from Texas, sponsored by Valerie Copley. And Christy Pace, also in Texas, sponsored by Raylin Lee. So a very warm welcome to all of you. We look forward to meeting you, hopefully in the not too distant future. Although, as I was saying earlier, before we started this recording, Mick and I are actually off to Belize for the month of February. But at the very least, we hope to meet up with many of you at our Juice Plus conference in Sacramento, California, in April. You need to plan to be there. We already have our flights booked. Okay, Mick, having said that, over to you.
Thank you, Jenny. Hope everyone's had a great couple of weeks or a few weeks since the beginning of the year. We certainly have, and as you know, we are looking forward to some time on the beach pretty soon. But while the cat's away, the mice will play because we'll still be in touch. More of that next week, which will be the week that we leave for wonderful Belize. So let me give you a rundown on where we stand on our Memphis to Sacramento contest. Getting pretty exciting. We are in, we're in month three of the contest with, after this month, two more months to go. Each month we decide on the top 10 based on the points that you have scored resulting from the results of your efforts in the business, new customers, new reps, people promoted, qualified businesses. And as you should know, I've also added another little interesting twist. Every person that you add to our Juice Plus Experience Facebook group, be it a new rep on your team or a new customer, each of those people gain you 5 points. And those few points are helping to differentiate you from the rest, because we were having a lot of people with equal scores, equal points, and I'd rather not have three or four people in six equal place. It just offends my sensibilities. I'm sorry, but it does. So here's the top 10 with 1 week left. I will close the books on this month's contest after church this coming Sunday. So you'll have until around about noon mountain time to get your new customers in and getting anything else brought to my attention that will earn you points. Because the points get you positions, the positions get you entries in the free drawing at the end of the contest, and The top five get two copies of the stupendous Rise of the Entrepreneur DVD mailed to you. Okay, in 10th place, we have a brand new person on Team Eagles who already has 8 new customer orders. That is Tiffany Holtzman-Jones. Well done, Tiffany. 10th place, 200 points. In 9th, Sid Jensen with 225 points. In 8th, Debbie Cote with 235 points. In 7th, Angie Herod, 300 points. In 6th, Dawn Girk, 350 points. In 5th, Rachel Harries, 380 points. And by the way, if you are working in your kitchen, you might want to mute your phone because we're getting some background noise. Thanks. So that was 5th place, Rachel Harries with 380 points. In 4th, Rachel's newish rep on her team, Angela Donaldson, has 475 points. So I know Rachel won't mind Angela being ahead of her in the game. Okay, there is a lot of background noise, so please mute your phones, and then when I invite you... Where is that? Is that feedback? Is that an echo? It is an echo. Oh, blow. Hold on a second. No, it is an echo, so I apologize for that. What I can do about it. Is it still echoing? No, it's not. Interesting. That was an echo coming back at me from Martha Romero. So, Martha, if you wouldn't mind muting your phone, then I can unmute you. I love this technology. I can detect where the background interference is coming from, and I can mute the phone. But I do want to hear from you later, Martha, so please mute your phone. Thanks. Okay, so where was I? I've lost my place. Okay. In fourth place, Angela Donaldson, 475 points. Top three now, Laura Scalva in third place. Laura, you won't like that. You're very competitive. I know you. 535 points. In second place, equally competitive, but I know Janet won't mind being in second. Janet Taylor, 625 points. Janet and Garth, I should give Garth credit because he also contributes. Janet's in second with 625, and Janet won't mind because in first place still is Janet's superstar on her team, Marissa Wolf. Marissa, 775 points. You're going to take some catching this month, girl, but I wouldn't put it past any of those folks behind you to do that. So, Marissa, you're on the call. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep working at it. Keep building up those points because I know you want to win this contest for this month because that will give you 10 entries in the drawing at the end of the contest. All right. Well done, everyone. It's fun having contests like this, and I know from previous contests that those of you who take them seriously, they really do help to keep you on track, keep you focused, and keep you doing what needs to be done to be successful in this business. Okay, let's move on to the main topics of tonight's call. So, many of you have read the book GoPro. Those of you who haven't, many of you understand what a great guide to being successful in this business GoPro is. The guide to becoming a network marketing professional, or as we prefer to put it, a Juice Plus professional, as opposed to a hobbyist. Nothing wrong with that. But if you want success in this business, it takes becoming a professional. Those of you who know about GoPro know that Eric Worre, the author, lined up 10 or 12, I forget the total number, but key skills that we need to build, that we need to master, that we need to develop. And, you know, it's amazing. A lot of people get into this business, and for some reason, maybe it's the way we present it, maybe it's the way, I don't know, maybe we make it look too easy, and I hope that's the reason. But this is not an easy business. This is a simple business, but it's not an easy business. Okay, we're getting a tremendous amount of background noise. So I will try and mute out where the noise is coming from. Okay. So we may make it look too easy, and so people may get the wrong impression that this is easy and that they will achieve success very quickly and very easily. Well, the only people who do achieve success very quickly are those who bring with them already fully developed the skills that it takes to be successful for the rest of us. And by golly, was I ever in that category. For the rest of us, beginning with me 22 years ago, almost, 25 years ago, I had to develop a whole new set of skills. And that was tough for me, but the fact that we're here and have had the success proves that I did develop and build those skills. So the two key skills that we want to focus on tonight are, as GoPro, as Eric Worre describes it, helping people decide to become customers or reps. That is a key skill. It is the skill which makes the difference between the person who does everything right in terms of sharing Juice Plus, using the tools, but not getting the customers they deserve to get, or people who share the business and don't build the team that they would love to build. That skill makes a difference. And then the other skill I want to talk about is how to exploit events. And that's all to do with how to invite people to events and how to follow up from events. I'm going to take them in reverse order because, well, a number of reasons, but taking the second one first. So let's talk about events. Some of you have had phenomenal events in Texas, in Dallas, in Phoenix, in Arizona, probably in other parts of the country as well. And if you exploited those events, number one, you will have been there. Number two, you will have had guests there. Number three, your business will have benefited from numbers one and two. Would anyone like to tell us your experience of having people at any of those great events that took place in the last week or 10 days? I know there are some of you on the call who were at some of those events.
Hey, Mick.
Yes, Cheryl.
It's Cheryl. I had one of my distributor's husbands there, and he's been a doubting Thomas all along this whole thing, and just thought, you know, whatever you want to do, you know. But she got him to go there. He is a biologist over the Farmers Branch and Carrollton School District over the Beautify Allen. And so he's really, you know, into plant biology crap, you know. And he went, not grudgingly, let's say, and he was blown away, even though he couldn't hear Stephen Ritz. He was so excited, and then we stood in line till the very end and talked to him. I'm talking to Melanie tomorrow to see what's going on, but he was so hyped. So
why couldn't he hear Stephen Ritz?
Because the sound was really bad. You couldn't hear what they were saying. But but you could get it. The emotion and the excitement was crazy. And he went and talked to him for about 20 minutes. So that was even better. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So anyway, it was just being at the event, even though the sound was messed up, the energy was phenomenal. So
That's an incredible story, Cheryl, because I mean, that just, it confirms what we've known all these years. Things don't have to be perfect.
Exactly.
And right, this guy couldn't hear what right Stephen, by the way, those of you who don't know Stephen Ritz, you may be too new to know. He is the founder of the Green Bronx Machine. You can find him at our Tower Garden pages at teamjp.net. Watch his videos. You'll understand why he had the effect he did, even though this guy couldn't hear a word he
Nobody
said.
Nobody could hear him. It was just
Nobody?
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that's a great example, Cheryl, because it doesn't need to be perfect. You can have problems, and yet you can still get the right result if you just have the people there. That's
yep.
Huge. That's brilliant. Anyone else about any events that happened? They had to be as big as the one in Dallas, which was huge, I know. But anyone else who had someone at an event recently?
Mick, this is Debbie in Phoenix.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi. I had a dentist that I invite to every single event, and he's come to the last three with me. The last one was Dr. Phillips, And Dr. Phillips was just amazing. And he sat there with us, and afterwards he called me and said, can we meet up for coffee? And I said, yes. And when I got there, he signed himself up, his daughter up, got on the complete. He wants to buy a tower, and he has someone he thinks that would want to be in the business with me. He's referring me to somebody. So persistence works.
And do you say this was his third event?
He came to three events with me, yes.
And it took the third event with Dr. Phillips for him to decide to do all that?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That says it all, doesn't it, Debbie?
Yes, it's persistence.
Well, I'm proud of you.
I just keep a running list and keep calling the same people.
Exactly. And I'm proud of you because, you know, most of us would have said after the first one, he's not interested. He'll never be interested. But you didn't give up on him.
No. And he's become a great friend over the time period.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. Well done. So, I mean, so many lessons from both those stories, but I wasn't sure what I was going to hear, but they really do confirm what I want to make clear. And, okay, so the Dallas event was a huge event, hundreds and hundreds of people. The Phoenix event was smaller. How many were there, Debbie?
Well, I was at both of them. The first one we had, I think, 120-something, and then the one in Mesa was packed. It was standing room only. All the distributors stood up.
Wow,
and,
awesome.
I'm
so,
not
so big
sure
events too.
What the total was there, but it was more than the Phoenix number.
Okay, so big events too. And then we have the other kinds of events where there might be a wellness presentation or a healthy living party in someone's home. Amanda Schneider is on the call. Amanda, you did an event this last week at Il Vinaio, where we remember well. Amanda, how many were there?
Actually, I did an event not at Il Vinaio, but at a modeling agency in Phoenix.
Oh, that's right.
And there were about 15 people there.
Okay.
It was a packed room.
Another great example of a smaller event.
And Amanda was dynamic.
Yeah, so I heard. Well done, Amanda. You're always dynamic.
Thanks, those
are the live events that we're all very familiar with. And then, of course, we have our Facebook events. But, you know, it doesn't matter what the event is, whether it's live, you're trying to get someone to come to your home, to your new rep's home, to a hotel, to a whatever location is, or whether you're trying to get someone to come to a Facebook party, a Facebook event, the skill is the same. And I just want to reiterate that. We discussed it several times, but don't get the impression if you're not on Facebook, if you don't want to use Facebook, don't get the impression that it's very different, because it isn't. It doesn't matter whether you're inviting someone to one of these events that you've just heard about, where you feel as though you have to go and put handcuffs on the person to drag them there to make sure they actually get there, which is a recommended technique, by the way. I'm kidding. Or whether it's just you want to get people to attend the next Facebook party, next Facebook virtual event, the skill is the same. And so yes, go ahead.
It's Cheryl, and I'm a dinosaur, and so I'm on Facebook, and I'm invited to our next thing. How do I invite my friends to do it?
Okay, thanks for asking, Cheryl. So, three-step process. First of all, step one, commit. You heard Debbie. Debbie was committed to getting that dentist, who's become a friend, to come to more events until he was ready to decide, until he was ready to commit. And so that took commitment on Debbie's part. I will always remember, Jenny, an example of commitment that Terry Luongo, who now is very famous throughout the whole Juice Plus world in Plano, Texas, but before she became my national marketing director, we had a doctor's dinner at a country club in Dallas, and we will always remember Terry bought a table She paid for 10 tickets so she could have a table. And then she went to work to fill those seats, to fill all 10 seats. That took commitment. So it takes commitment. And we'll come back to this in a moment when we talk about the second skill. But it takes commitment. We have to be committed to getting people to these events. If we are weak and woolly, wishy-washy, guess what? Nobody comes. If Debbie Cote had been wishy-washy with that dentist, he wouldn't have come. Not just once, twice, or three times. He wouldn't have come at all. She was never wishy-washy. She got him to come. And by the way, getting him there a third time was probably a lot harder than getting him there the first time. So, number one, step number one is commitment. It takes commitment. You've got to be committed, first of all, to attend the event yourself. Actually, if it's a Facebook party, you don't have to attend the event. You don't have to be there. You just have to get people there. So, step number two is the invitation. Cheryl, the invitation to get someone to come to a Facebook party is no different from the invitation to get someone to come to that huge event that you just had in Dallas. The only difference is, instead of giving them the address, the location, the time, advice on where to park. Okay, that's Ginny, I think. Okay, muted. So instead of telling them where to park, you simply have to tell them where to come. And I make that easy for you because the next Facebook event, which is tomorrow night, Tower Garden event put on by Lisa Kerr and Sandy Guest in Dallas, it's easy to find. It will always be the link to the Facebook event will always be, the next one, always be found here. TeamJP.net, that should be familiar to most of you, TeamJP.net/FB Party. FB for Facebook Party. It doesn't get any easier than that. So you use the same technique. You email, you call, you telephone, you text, you Facebook message the person you want to get there using whatever is their preferred communication method. If they love texting, then you text them. If they don't love texting, don't text them. So use that technique, use that method. By the way, you'll find lots of help and advice and scripts at teamjp.net. Okay. You'll find lots of advice on how to invite at teamjp.net. Bottom of the homepage, big banner says Facebook parties. Click on that, and then it'll give you lots of advice about Facebook parties, Cheryl. And there are two key sections there, one of which is invitation. Click on that link, and it will give you sample scripts, advice on how to invite people. So those are the first two of the three components of this skill. Commit, invite the right way for the right person, and then number three is follow-up. And you, everybody knows the fortune is in the follow-up. You knew that was it, yeah. but then again, follow-up for a Facebook party is similar, but maybe a little bit different from follow-up for a big event. But that's where I segue. And by the way, Cheryl, when you set an appointment with Jenny to have a chat, then obviously we can talk more about this then. But that's a perfect segue because those three elements, commit, invite, and follow-up, those three are a perfect complement to the other skill that I want to not spend a lot of time talking about now, but it is the GoPro skill number 5, which I sent you a link to a phenomenal training call, half-hour training call by Dr. Carol Watson. Many of you know Dr. Carol. She has transformed herself doing the Transform 30, a 30-day jumpstart program that Dr. Mutare created. But Dr. Carol has done T30 now, I think, 9 times in a row, has lost I don't know how many pounds in weight. She is a completely different woman. But that's after she's been very successful with her Juice Plus business. And so Dr. Carol did incredible training on this topic of how to help your prospects become customers or reps. And there's no more critical skill than that. But the coolest thing to me is that there are so many common elements to this skill, which Dr. Carol trains you on. I'm not going to repeat what she says. There are so many common elements which are obvious when you look at the handout, which I sent you a copy of her handout. Warning, I'm improving it. You know me, I'm such a perfectionist. But I'm improving it so it's a closer match to actually her training call. But here are the two key things. The keys to success in this skill, helping your prospects become customers or reps, are number one, to have good posture, and number two, to ask good questions. What does that mean, to have good posture? Somebody, tell me, what does that mean? Whether you've heard Dr. Carol's training or not, because I didn't give you much warning that we're going to discuss it, but what does that mean, to have good posture? Does it mean to have your back straight, stomach in, chest out, shoulders back?
Confidence in what you're doing.
Confidence.
Yes, Sandy Guest. To be confident, but not in a brash way, right? Just have confidence in what you're doing.
Yeah, you know that the Juice Plus, there isn't any other product like it. There isn't any other business like the Juice Plus company. We're far ahead of the game.
That's right. And when you have that confidence, Sandy, does it matter if somebody asks you tough questions or if they actually say, nah, not interested?
No.
Oh, why not?
Because for one thing, they don't know. They don't know what they don't know. But you do. I mean, just from your experience, we've answered all those questions. I don't know that there is any question that we've never answered about you.
You know what, Nick? I think
yes,
that's really good because I think I do have good posture. There is nothing that's going to get my belief down on Juice Plus. I am confident in sharing it. I'm confident in sharing the business. But you know what? I don't ask good questions.
Okay. Thanks for admitting that, Cheryl, mm-hmm. because the two things go hand in hand. I think, and I'm not pointing fingers at you, Cheryl. You know I don't do that.
I love you.
I love you to death. You're a wonderful lady, and I'm so happy that we're on the team together. But there are times when I know for myself, I can come across so strong and so confident that I can appear arrogant, and I will appear arrogant if I don't ask good questions.
Are you saying because, I'm arrogant?
No, I'm not. Absolutely not. I'm pointing the finger at myself.
Oh.
If I don't ask good questions, then I'm arrogant in assuming that I know where this person, where my prospect is coming from.
You're right.
I know what they need, and I'm darn well going to tell them what they need. Now, that's me. That's not you, Cheryl.
No, it's not.
But that, don't argue with me. But that can happen if you don't have both parts of the skill down. If you don't have the good, confident posture, where, by the way, as Dr. Carol puts it, as Eric Worre puts it, we can detach from the outcome, where someone saying no doesn't phase us, it doesn't affect us, because, as Sandy said, they don't know what we know. And if they say no before they have all the facts, just the facts, all the facts, then you know, it's not our fault. It's their problem. But
right.
Asking the right questions in the right way will allow that person will allow us to meet that person's need. So those are the two key things: to have good posture, and as Dr. Carol says in her training, And as both of you ladies know, Cheryl and Sandy, you've been with us since nearly the beginning.
100 years.
100 years or more. There's a song about that, isn't there? Anyway, you know this to be true. This doesn't happen overnight. This doesn't come in your first week in the business, right?
No, it does. Nope. It takes maturity, just like it's just like growing up. It's maturity.
Yep, and maturity takes time to develop. Skills take time to develop, to build, and to grow. So that's one of the lessons I want newer people listening in tonight to understand. That you need to be patient with yourselves. You need to give yourselves time, but you also need to practice. Because these are skills that take practice, and if it's like I always say, it's like riding a bike, learning to ride a bike. You know, if as kids we gave up the first time we fell off the bike, well, we never would have learned to ride the bike. So you got to be willing to fall off. You got to be willing to learn from your experience, not from mistakes, but learn from experience, hard-earned experience. And the more you do it, the better you'll get. Quite simply that. So I won't go into any more detail now. I know most of you have not heard Dr. Carol's training, so I strongly recommend you listen to the recorded call that I sent you the link to. I will send it again tomorrow because, frankly, listening to that call is going to be more valuable than listening to a recording of this call. As much as I've enjoyed hearing you, Cheryl, and Amanda, and Sandy. But that call of Dr. Carol's, if you listen to it, I've listened to it 3 times now, and by the way, by the time I send the email tomorrow, I will have expanded her handout so that it is a really clear reflection of her training call. If you listen to that call, if you take that to heart, if you work on developing that skill, it will stand you in great stead. The point I want to make before I leave you is this. Having good posture and asking good questions is also critical to getting people to come to events, whether it's a live event or a Facebook event. Having good posture, being enthusiastic, being confident, and assuming, expecting people to say yes. That's a big part of it. Expect people to say yes. Here's a good affirmation for you. When you're about to text someone or call someone or email someone, here's a good affirmation. She needs Juice Plus. She wants Juice Plus. She's going to have Juice Plus. He needs this business. He wants this business. He's going to have this business. To some of you, that will sound silly. But that was an affirmation we said to ourselves over and over years ago when we were with one of our team going into a number of appointments that we had together in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I remember it quite well. And it stood us in good stead because if you use that affirmation, it will put you in a more positive frame of mind. It will give you a more confident posture and good things will result. Okay, that's all I had to say. Anyone have any questions or comments on what you've heard? And I will unmute those of you I muted because there was a lot of background noise. Anyone?
I do. Hi, Mick. It's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I went to the, because I wanted to see where that Tower Garden Facebook party is, and I went to the JP team, and I can't find where to find it.
Okay, so the other point is, are you in our Team Eagles Facebook parties Facebook group?
Yeah. Well, I guess, do I need to be in Facebook to find it, or do I need to be on your... You know, the JP team website that you do.
Okay, so there are two things. If you are, and you are, yes. If you are on Facebook and you're wanting to use Facebook parties, then you must be part of our Facebook group,
yes,
which is called Team Eagles Facebook Parties, and you are.
Yeah.
And so when you go to that group, you'll see the next Facebook party is always... almost always going to be the top post in that group. And by the way, when you sponsor new reps on your team and they're on Facebook and they want to know about Facebook parties, please add them to that group. That's how they'll find out. I'm not going to send out emails to our entire team about Facebook parties because I don't want to bore the rest of you who are not interested in Facebook parties. So that's number one. Number two is that you will always see the link, teamjp.net/FB party, and the way you get to the party is by clicking on that link.
Okay, now I'm in there now. So I went to my Facebook. I went to the Facebook party group, and I do see the next Tower Garden, the next garden party you have.
There you go. Yep. And tomorrow I will create the next party that will be happening on Thursday night. It'll be Own Your Health, Own Your Life party, just FYI. Okay, anyone else got any comments or questions about tonight's call? Okay, in that case, have a great Juice Plus week, guys. Last week of the Memphis to Sacramento party. Get your results in so that we can award and reward the top 10 next Monday. God bless, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.